παρακιά μας ιερήμ.
Israel is marking Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, beginning 10 days of repentance. The days of awe, as they are called, culminate with the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. Rosh Hashanah is a time of prayer and reflection in the synagogue, but at home there are festive meals. One tradition is to dip apples in honey for a sweet new year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I want to wish to all the citizens of Israel a year of peace and prosperity, a year of security for us and for each and every one of you.
Israelis may pray for peace, but many are not optimistic about it. Peace talks with the Palestinians have been deadlocked since December, and gaps are wide on thorny issues like the status of Jerusalem, Palestinian refugees, and Jewish settlements. Relations with the United States have also been strained over Israel's refusal to halt settlement activity, something the Obama administration has been urging the Israelis to do. Jerusalem resident Martha Stern says the peace process is like a broken record.
You can give many concessions to the Palestinians, and no matter how many you give, they decide they want more.
Security for Rosh Hashanah is tight. Fearing that militants could try to mar the holiday with attacks, Israel has sealed off the West Bank and Gaza Strip, barring Palestinians from entering the country. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.